Hey, what is up, EduMatch family? So excited to see you all here and super excited to meet with our next author that we're launching and his amazing book, The Art of Inspiration. So we have with us today author Jerry Toops Jr. Welcome to the show, Jerry. Thank you so much for being here. So if you could please introduce yourself to the EduMatch fam who might be tuning in.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting me, and I can't wait for this book to launch. My name is Jerry Toops. In the Twitter world, I might be known as the Jedi Believe. I grew up in the Port Neches Groves area, which is by Beaumont, which is east of Houston by Louisiana. I graduated from Lamar in 1990. I wanted to be a doctor when I graduated from high school, and it worked out to where I went to education. And this is my 33rd year to teach. I have been blessed. I've taught sixth grade to seniors in basically high school or math. And I look back on my career, and it has just been such a blessing. The decisions I made when I started teaching, and everything that when I researched this book, it was very amazing how like my career was meant. All the decisions I made like validated what the book is gonna teach teachers how to do. So I'm just blessed to be here and very excited.
Well, thank you so much. And we are blessed to have you as part of our EduMatch family. So, congratulations on the launch of your book. And when we air this video, this will be the day when it goes live and everybody can get it online. So, we're super excited about that. So, the book is called The Art of Inspiration. So, what was the inspiration behind writing The Art of Inspiration?
I kept in the early 2000s, I started getting letters from my kids telling me, thank you for teaching me to always believe. When I started teaching in 1990, I made my first rule, always believe in yourself. And I really didn't know how I was getting these lessons when I wasn't even teaching, or these notes when I wasn't even teaching a lesson about it. And the kids kept like dozens of letters, like, I was like, how am I doing this? I'm not even teaching them how to do this. And as it got along, it's like this, my scores are usually higher than my coworkers, and I was doing something in my room that wasn't being taught to other teachers. And as the years went along and I got more wise to as what I was doing, I went to a GT update, and the presenter there, like, she's like, she may know how I'm doing all this. And I showed her my stuff, and she said, you have profound nonverbal communication skills. You're teaching these kids to believe through your nonverbal communication. And it hit me that teachers are not taught how to nonverbally communicate with their students, and especially how to make them believe in who they are. And that was the inspiration for writing this book. It's a manifesto on my 30 plus career on how I've inspired thousands of kids to believe in who they are. Which is what I think the greatest lesson you can teach a kid that blows away anything you can teach them academic.
Yes, indeed. Definitely. That always believe is so powerful. You know, people can move mountains if they believe in themselves. So,
Yes.
absolutely. So, yeah. So, fantastic book. And, you know, you put a lot of heart and soul into it. So, why was writing The Art of Inspiration important to you?
I saw the impact it had on my students and my coach. I've been blessed to have probably at least a dozen co-teachers, and many of them have told me that what I'm doing is reproducible, and teachers aren't taught how to do this. And so when I set out to write The Art of Inspiration, it was basically in my 30-year bubble, and the people you have working for EduMatch that helped me do this book. They kept prodding me, you got to do this research base. You got to find sources that document what you're saying. And when I had to do the research and like started searching, a lot of it's online. Like when you were in college, you had to go to the library. I did go to the library and I found a few books, but so much of it's online. And the research I did, it just validated everything I did in my career. I was just mind blown. That, oh my gosh, I started doing this in the early 90s, and I couldn't have wrote this book 5 years ago. The research is that new on how the brain works how empathy works, and how if you're generating these positive human attributes in your kids, their brain has chemical reactions in their brain that reproduces what you're non-verbally communicating to them. And that's basically the source of inspiration. It was just, and I've been doing that since 1990. And it can be done by any teacher, and we're not taught how to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is so true. Like just how this positive reinforcement through nonverbal communication, just how important it is and how impactful it is to our students. So excellent. And yes, you put a lot of work into the research. So, you know, everything that he's saying in there, he has it backed up. And so definitely check out this book, everybody. So speaking of who should check out this book, then who is your target audience for The Art of Inspiration?
It's written for educators, but as I'm looking at this, any like a business owner or anyone who has people coming in, like this is how you inspire your customers, your students. And what's mind blowing is that the book is backed up by student testimonial letters that, I mean, that really, there's over a dozen student letter. I have a bucket full of student letters that I use to validate it with. And the educators reading this book, like I've said over and over, we are not taught as educators how to nonverbally communicate with our kids. And it's the most important thing we do for our kids. And the teachers that like find a way to nonverbally communicate the positive human attributes I write about to their students are going to transform their classrooms. And your job turns into a joy generating machine. Like I'm always happy. I'm always joyful. And it's because of the kids that have been in my life, whether at education or at the summer camp I've worked at. I've seen so many kids smile. Every time you generate a smile, love is generated. And I've been blessed to do that. And the educators reading this, it's going to be a powerful reinforcement. Some of them are already doing it, not even knowing it. They're going to read this and like, wow, I'm doing this.
Yeah, totally. Totally. So yeah, that is very true. So a lot of this, like you said, it's not explicitly taught to folks. Some folks might develop it on their own, but this is a good way for them to like reinforce and say, hey, you know, I'm on the right track. This is working out with the kids. So absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we definitely wish you the very, very best, you know, on this launch and in the future. It's been really a joy to work on you in this process. So the very last question that we have for you is, what other resources do you suggest for readers, and where can they find you?
My website is toopsgraphics.com. So toopsgraphics.com. I'm going to be like updating that website and putting a lot of information out there. My dream is to like go to schools and like teach teachers how to do this, or at least expose them to what's going on. Many teachers are doing this and not realizing what they're doing and how they're succeeding. And my ultimate goal is to inspire an Always Believe School, where every teacher's using Always Believe in Yourself. And if you follow me at Twitter at Toops_J, I do an Always Believe chat every Wednesday. And I talk about the topics in the book and the Always Believe chat. And anytime you could direct message me on Twitter, I'll give you feedback on how to do this. Or if you want me to come to your school or district and talk and teach this, that the research in this book is pretty awesome on how this works in the kids' brains.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're really looking forward to this book coming out. So as you can see on the bottom of your screen, then you can find this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, our EduMatch website, edumatchpublishing.com. And in addition, if you want to do a book study or get bulk copies, then you can get a nice discount. Just email me. So the info is at the bottom of the screen. But for anybody who might be listening to this audio, it's edumatchbooks@edumatchers.org. So again, Jerry, thank you so much for all that you do, and congratulations on the launch of your book.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all y'all have done. The people at EduMatch have just been spectacular in helping this book become reality. And it could change a teacher's career. It could turn that career into a joy generating machine.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you in our family. And to our family members who are watching right now or listening to this, then we want to thank you as well. So definitely, you know, stay tuned in our Facebook group for more launches, and definitely connect with Jerry at his website, toopsgraphics.com, or on Twitter at toops_J on Twitter. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and we will see you next time. It's Edge Match. You're an Edge Match. Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match. You're an Edge Match. Edge Match.